We asked James Horton to summarize his studies with the adults and the drivers of those who delivered the young children to the Youth Day at Crockett on Saturday, February the 13th. This now is the summation that James Horton offered to everyone in the early afternoon.
And grandparents. Anytime you talk about parents, you need to include grandparents, because grandparents still have influence over their children, certainly should. When we talk about the importance of understanding that a child is given to us for a period of time, that Bible says in Psalm 127 that children are a heritage of the Lord. It's like an inheritance. It's like a gift that God has granted to us. And so, the first thing we talk about in the science laws, in order to be great parents, we need to be willing to devote or dedicate our children to God. My wife and I did that the night our son was born in Tupelo. We dedicated him to God and said, God, use us. Help us make him what you want him to be. And today, in his 40s, a faithful Christian involved in the church in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Second thing we talk about doing is praying. We have to bring our children under prayer. Wrap prayer around them, not only for their health and safety, but for their attitudes, for the right influences to come into their life. Should never get to the point where we're not praying for our children, no matter how old they are. In his 40s, we still pray for our son. And the third thing we talk about was teaching. So important that parents teach their children. Teach the Word of God, yes, that's important. Teach morality, teach principles of ethics and integrity and the right way to live. Emphasize that every day. And the third thing is by example. And of course, it's important. We're going to teach them. We've got to live it. I did some things my dad did that I'm not proud of. But it's because my dad did it. And I didn't do the things that he didn't do. And I'm thankful to God for some things he didn't do that I never did do either. And so it's important for parents to understand you're not going to get your child to do what you don't do. You can't expect your child to not do the bad things that you do. Whatever habits you have, they're going to follow. My dad smoked, I smoked. Finally, one day, he just got so aggravated, he told my mother, well, I keep your women 24 hours a day. He used his helpless because I was going to do what he did, because he did. What strength did he have to get me to stop? I didn't do that on my own. And that was the church was worked in the meat market at a grocery store where we traded. And I walked in one day and had a cigarette in my hand. And Brother Blankenship, he's a member of the church, leaned on the counter and said, James, it takes a man to quit. Well, that's why I started in the first place. I thought I'd be a man if I smoked. That's the key, you know. And that man had a great influence on my life and helped me quit. Because it's a foolish habit to start with. But my dad did, so I did. So we need to understand the power of example. They're going to do the great things you do, the good things you do, the good attitudes you express, and they're also going to do the bad stuff that they might see in you. The last thing we talked about, and in most times, we might talk about discipline. Life says, "Feed with a rod, deliver his soul from hell. Let not your soul spare for his crime. He that hates his son will not discipline him, will not make him mine." And that's a paraphrase. But he who loves his son chastens him at times. Love your children, make them hate, to hate, and discipline. And don't just say, I don't have time, I'm tired, no, no. Just consistent. Anytime we went to church and our son, I remember one occasion, I think he stuck his tongue out of the wife. And she said, I'm going to whip you when we get home. Yeah. Humiliating to see your son stick his tongue out. Maybe he's seen other kids do it. That kid was so miserable going home, he knew it was coming. We never said we're going to, and we didn't. If we said you're going to be disciplined, this is going to happen, that's going to happen, and it happened. We didn't hold back. And his punishment was on the way home. He said later, the whipping was nothing compared to what he had to go through on the way home. He knew he was going to get it. never stuck his tongue out again. And I told him one day, if you ever lay a hand on your mother, you will not forget that day for the rest of your life. And you took it for granted. You said, I did what I said. Devote your children to the Lord. Wrap them in prayer. Teach them the will of God and the principles of morality and ethics and integrity. Be examples to them. And don't be afraid to discipline. Bible teaches them. How you do that? Your business, but they need discipline. And love. Lots and lots of love. Now let them jump up and yell out, snooze you, and you start laughing at them. Discipline them. Love them. Let them know that that's the way it's going to be. And they'll love you for it. They'll respect you. Rise up and call your blessing.